Pasuk tells us over here, there was a Heter Abama when Klal Yisrael were fighting during the 14 years when they were capturing Eretz Yisrael. Before then, they had the Issa to be Makrav on Abama. And then afterwards, once we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Issa to be Makrav on Abama. But during those 14 years, and the Pasuk uses a Lashon, Leisase Kol HaShamachnu Oisim Poyayoyim, Ish Kol HaYosha Be'inov. Kol HaYosha Be'inov means they allowed to bring the Dorim and the Dovois on Abama. Ishkala Yoshabena, which is referring to Narendomim. Why? But you can't kill a bossu ad otala menucha vla nachlo. Since you haven't come yet to the menucha vla nachlo, still you haven't come yet to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why you're allowed to have a heter abomis. So usually this time, this parasha usually comes down during vacation season. Over here, the Torah is telling you what's called menucha. A menucha vla nachlo. The Torah tells you when a person is by menucha, not by menucha vla nachlo, seemingly the pastor is telling you, Ish kala yosha beina. A person to do what he wants, Ish kala yosha, when he's not the menucha nachla. That's not what the pastor is telling us. The Meshech Chachma, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, gives akdama to what Karbonus are for. He brings out Machlekas Ramban. And Rambam, if the tachlis of Karbonus is to channel away the Taivas Favodah Zorah, that's how the Rambam learns in the Maram and Nevuchim. And the Ramban learns notes, Dvorim Elyonim, whatever, this higher things, what Karbonus. He wants to say the chilik is there's no machlekas in the Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam was talking about on a bomba, a person used that to channel his Avodah Zorah. Mashen came, the Beis HaMikdash, there the Karbonus is there for Aliyah, for a higher level of things. What we learn from this clearly, when a person is not the Menucha V'Nachla, when Klal Yisrael, then the Tachlis they focus on is the Sumei Ra. Mashen came once then a level of the, in the Beis HaMikdash, then they can focus on the Asei Toif. But clearly the concept is when you're not Menucha Nachla, the Avodah Hashem is not on the same level when a person is by Menucha Nachla. That's what you do see from this pasuk. The underlying thing is when Klal Yisrael at Menucha Nachla, they can't bring all the Karbonos they want to bring. The Avodah Hashem has a certain level when you're not to the full level. Because what's Menucha? We're not called by Menucha. You're not totally by Menucha. What a Tachlis in Olam Hazeh. I saw an interesting story last week, printed by Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. He wrote a sefer called Tuvcha Yabiu. It's a very interesting story, which tells us a little bit what's the tachas of menucha, what's menucha for. So this is a story in 1967, when Egypt was fighting against Eretz Yisrael. So the idea was to destroy the whole Eretz Yisrael, he says. But they had one thing there that they said, there's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim called Mei Sharim, they shouldn't touch Mei Sharim. This is a story he brings down. He says, the time, this didn't get any pirsum, this little piece of news, he said, but it requires tremendous pirsum. He says that they didn't let them destroy Mei Sharim. So you think, what's shot in this? Why didn't they let them destroy Mei Sharim? He said, really, they had a much worse intent. The intent was, he says, they found out the intent was that they knew in Mei Sharim, they are Choshev Yidden are going to daven. So if you fight against them, they're going to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're not going to win the war. So if you leave them, if you tell them that that's not going to happen, then Mei Sharim, they don't have, not going to destroy them, they won't daven, and Mamela, that's how we'll win the war. This is the story he brings down the end of last week's Parshan, the end of Parshan's Akev. So he says, the Emes, it's a Malbim in Parshas in Mezgilas Esther. The Malbim on Mezgilas Esther, in the Pasuk, they went to Mordechai, so they told him, Mizera Yehudim, they told Haman, if Mordechai's Mizera Yehudim, you won't be able to win him. Ki Nafal Tipol Lefonav. What does Nafal Tipol Lefonav mean? So the Chachomim were giving Haman advice, says the Malbim. They knew that Mordechai's Koyach was Koyach HaTfilah. And the only way to win, you're not going to win over him. If he dives, if Mordechai davens, you're not going to win. If Nafal Tipol Lefonav, you befriend him, so then Chanami, he won't daven anymore, and that's how you're going to succeed. This is advice, the way the Malbim learns. The Emes, I once saw this years ago from Yenis and Ibishitz, who says the same idea, the Gaba Paroi. He once said the reason why he didn't let Shevet Levi work, because he knew that the one that's going to save Klal Yisrael is going to come from Shevet Levi. So if you don't let them have the Shibud, they won't have the Gula. That's how he learns. But what the concept from this is, a person doesn't have Menucha. If you have too much Menucha, then a person's Avodah Hashem lowers his Lay Avodah Hashem. This is what you see. A person has to realize that the idea is that a person has something which is not Menucha. A person, then he understands, he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it doesn't have to be that's not your Menucha. If you're worried about that, this week's parasha talks about the whole time worrying about the Oni, about somebody else's problem. If you make somebody else's problem, then you don't have problems yourself. the tachlis in this world, till we have the Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to be a manucha. We're not going to have complete manucha. But if Yenis Tzara becomes your Tzara, then that's also a way you're not going to have your manucha. If because of that ani, the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you bracha. Your bracha that you have is in order to help that ani. So what we see that till you get the manucha nachla, we're not going to have the full Avodas Hashem. The Avodas Hashem, of course, is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Meshech Chachma tells you, once we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have a real Avodas, a real Kabbonis, which is the Dvarim Eilomim, all great things. But even here, we have Avodas Hashem, like we say, the Sumera. But clearly, the Menucha Menachla, the Menucha Menachas, Kol Yisrael, this is not a way for a person to relax, not to daven. This is the way they're ready. We see the way, at least the, even in Egypt, understood, or the way we even see that Pari understood this, and Haman understood this, at least the Chachomim of Adam. A person has to realize that this Tachlis, the Tachlis is Taka to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and grow from the things that's going around us and be misspelled HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Gula. Shabbos.